having a father who's a professional, you know, in the NFL as a coach, how does that help your progression and help you become a player?
Oh, absolutely. I've been around it my whole life, going to training camps with them and watching it, watching film with them, just sitting on meetings with coaches, not always knowing exactly what's going on when I was younger, but, you know, just picking up on little things and just being around it, you know, has helped tremendously. Different terminology, different strategies, different defense, all that stuff. So it's been a lot of help, and he's always been there for me. You know, talk to him after every game.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
You talk to him after every game?
Yeah, he was in and out of meetings Saturday night in Detroit, but he said he saw most of it. So it's pretty exciting, and I'm just glad, you know, he's there for me. And
does he critique your play? I don't mean critique in a bad way,
yeah.
But I mean...
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He's tough love, you know. But, you know, he's pretty positive most of the time. But, you know, if he sees something, he'll definitely, you know, remind me of it or, you know, try to coach me up. So.
His friendship with Kirk, is he why you're here? Is that why you're here?
Probably the biggest reason. When he was at Green Bay, he always admired this program. And I don't know if I... told this last time, but his son was in Atlanta playing, so that's when the, you know, real friendship started probably, but yeah, for sure.
What about the, I'm sure somebody asked you about this already, the handshake, whatever that was.
Oh, yeah, I talked to him, my dad said he was kind of behind it, didn't see it very much, he said he thought it was just like a player scuffle, try to stay out of it, but yeah, he didn't have very, he didn't really, you know, have any thoughts on it either way.
So did
he
you just see it?
I saw highlights of it because we were in film and conditioning and stuff. So
what did you think when you first saw it?
I don't know. I think they're just, you know, Harbaugh was just excited, and Swartz was probably, you know, obviously down about the loss,
yeah.
And you know, it's unfortunate, but I'm sure both of them would take it back if they could. So. Yep.
What was going through your mind last week when you got told, hey, you're going to be thrown in there as a starter?
Yeah. You know, I was excited. You know, that's, you know, every week you prepare like you're the starter, you know, just in case. And, you know, I was excited to get out there and help the team. And, yeah, just really excited.
Saturday, Tyler was saying that Thursday was when he kind of picked up on the fact that, okay, James probably isn't going to go, so he was going to move inside.
Yeah.
Around the same time that you figured, okay, you're going to be going.
I figured around Thursday night after practice when he didn't practice. And then Friday, I was for sure, you know, obviously, when they came out with the depth chart when we go up on the bus to Cedar Rapids. So, yeah, I was just, you know, ready for to get out there and help the team.
How did it feel just being able to actually get a win over that team? Because the last 3 years, they got the best of you.
Absolutely. I mean, we talked about it all week. You know, they really, you know, got to give credit to them. You know, they came every year to play us, and they came ready, determined, and focused. And, you know, we just didn't make the plays when we needed to in the past couple of years. And I think it was really important for this team, the confidence of this team, to finally, you know, to beat them. And, get over that hump.
I know you've made a lot of position changes during your time here. You see a guy like Marvin who comes in as a quarterback, makes that switch to receiver, and now he's up there as one of the best receivers in school history now. With that.
Absolutely. He's worked tremendous. When I first came here as quarterback, he was here at quarterback. Great mentor, just always helping out everybody and really, you know, student of the game, trying to learn as much as he could, always working hard. And then we moved that switched to receiver, you know, he didn't lose a step. He just great attitude, stayed focused, and just wanted to be a good football player.